going to upset Purdy.
The tail or
she
not?
She has a big tail.
Yeah. Nah.
Her big tail's there.
No, show me.
Show me? You're going to show me?
No, a big tail dot.
You're showing me what a big tail she's got?
Oh, big tail or
not? It's a big tail, isn't it?
Yeah.
Make sure you don't touch it.
Baby tail. Baby tail, baby nose, baby nose.
She got a baby nose?
Yeah.
But she's not got a big nose, has she?
The paws on.
She's got two paws on? She's got two paws, has she?
Show me.
Show me.
On the red tie.
If you want to show me, you've got to say, Mummy, can I show you?
2 5 months.
2 5 months?
Yes, Peggy.
So Peggy's gone outside now, haven't she?
Yes. Not a tree planted.
Pardon?
No, find it.
No, find it?
No time.
Let's have a quick change and then we can have some lunch, can't we?
Yes, what's on the lunch?
What's going on? Oh, you can sit up here. And you tell me what's going on. Where have you been today?
To the drill shop.
Sassy drill shop, yes. We have, but where did we go before that?
To the drill shop.
Sassy drill shop. We've been to Joe's house, but where have we been?
Story time.
Playgroup with story time. And what was the story about today?
No, Sonia and Isabel.
No, Sonia and Isabel. No, Sonia's... Sonia, Isabel's mummy, normally reads the story, doesn't she? But she didn't today because they're on holiday in Scotland.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, yes. Are you looking at your little Thomas the Tank Engine books on the shelf? Poor Thomas, you got a bit upset then when we came home. I think you're tired today, aren't
you? Yeah. Read the book.
Mummy, read the book. I'll tell you what, while I'm changing you, why don't you have a look at the books? We've got 6 Thomas the Tank Engine books there. Which one would you like?
That one.
That red one. That's about... it says Train Stops Play. Oh, that's a story about the cricket match. I can't remember it now. It has something to do with a cricket ball.
Cricket ball. The big truck coming.
Yes. When you were stopped outside of the baker's shop with Becky, you saw all sorts of buses and trucks, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were telling Becky what was coming, weren't you?
Yeah. Big truck coming! The big truck coming!
That's right. You were saying, oh, there's a big truck coming, Becky. And you were telling her all about the wheels, weren't you?
Yeah. Mummy too. What's this?
That's the yellow book, and that says James and the Bees. Do you remember that story?
Yes, yes.
And that one says Bullseye. That's about the train called Daisy, isn't it? And about the cows that get on the line. I don't really know those books very well, Thomas, because they're fairly new.
Yes.
And that one says Henry and the Elephant.
Going backwards.
Going backwards?
Yes.
Does he try and get into the tunnel and he can't because there's an elephant? Does he have to get the elephant out?
Yes. What's this?
What's this? That's the one about the cricket match again.
Read it.
Will you look at the pictures while Mum is busy doing your nappy? What was the story at playgroup this morning?
Told.
Do you remember about the ginger pussycat?
Naughty ginger pussycat.
No, there's a naughty ginger pussycat that comes here and upsets Birdie, but the storybook today was about a ginger pussycat, wasn't it? Who had a beautiful basket to sleep in, and that little kitten kept coming and harassing him when he was trying to sleep. The kitten wanted to play. There was a book sale today at Toddler Group, wasn't there?
Yes.
We had looked at some nice books, didn't we? There was a beautiful book about tractors and diggers, which Mummy's getting for you. And then there was a book about what sort of things we could do at Christmas, making paper chains and decorations and things like that. It might be a little bit old for you, but...
It's this.
I'm sure we'll find something to do. That's a story about the bicycle, the postman, his bicycle.
Mind it.
Mind it, that's right. It's called Mind That Bike. Do you remember the train ran over the postman's bicycle? But the postman wasn't really sorry, was he? Because once his bike was flattened, he couldn't ride it, and his boss gave him a nice new red shiny van.
Yes.
Who else has a nice red shiny van?
Postman Pat.
Postman Pat?
No, Jess on.
No, Jess?
No.
Postman Pat?
Yes.
Going to sing it for me?
No.
Oh, alright. You sang Blah Blah Black Sheep at Toddler Group today, didn't you?
Blah Blah Black Sheep, anyone? Yes, sir. Yes, let me, Black Bow. One girl must be one of them, one is a boy dominant.
Very good. What's the next verse? Thank you, said the master.
Can't do it today.
And thank you, said the little boy.
Don't you know?
He lives down the lane.
Big Willy.
Who's got a big Willy?
Daddy Rod, a big Willy.
Daddy Rod, how do you know?
Daddy Rod, a big Willy.
Have you ever seen him having his nappy changed?
Yes.
Have you? I don't think he wears nappies, Thomas. He's about 50.
50.
50. You're 2 and 5 months and Daddy Rod's in his 50s.
James.
Yes.
James Fox.
Daddy Rod's had a lot of birthdays, hasn't he? Isabel's daddy.
Cold Rod.
Cold Rod, that's right.
Good James.
Well, we'll slip the snap on and then if you go into your seat, we'll get your hands washed.
Yes, I'll be ready.
Tea's ready, but it's lunch, isn't it?
Lunch.
Are you going to sing The Wheels on the Bus? Because you sang that this morning, didn't you?
Wheels on the bus, round and round. Round and round, round and round. Round and round, round all day long.
That was a combination of the wheels of the bus go round and round and the children on the bus go wriggle, wriggle. All day long. What does the horn do?
Beep, beep, beep.
The horn on the bus goes beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep.
Beep, beep, beep.
The horn on the bus goes
beep, beep, beep.
All day long. All day long.
All day long.
Last year when they had the book sale at the toddler group, we bought you the Wheels on the Bus book, didn't we? Do you remember we bought you that book? And one about Wibbly Pig. And, oh, The Jolly Postman. Now, The Jolly Postman's a book that you've only looked at twice. And I think once was when you were poorly. It was a treat, because really it's meant for little boys a little bit older than you.
Treat.
A treat. But anyway, this Christmas, I'm sure you will enjoy looking at it.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to Christmas, we've got lots and lots of cards to write, envelopes to write, stamps to stick on, trips to the post office and the postbox. Wow! And Ray will be ever so busy, won't he, then?
Yeah.
Letters in his sack. Excuse me, get off my lap, you cheeky monkey. What are you?
Cheeky.
Cheeky, that's what you are, yes. Very, very cheeky. You've got a spot on your face, Tom.
Yep.
What's that caused with?
A moth.
A moth?
Yeah.
Have you been bitten by something?
Yeah.
What's bitten you?
A moth.
A moth?
Yeah.
I don't think moths bite, actually, Thomas. Did a little insect come and bite you on the face?
Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah.
When did that happen? When did the insect come and bite you on the face?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
You're not going to tell me when, are you?
No.
No. Where have I been? I've been to Toddler Group with my little boy, Thomas. And he was a really, really good boy. And I think we're getting more confidence at these groups.
Yes.
You know exactly what you want to do and where you want to be, don't you? And go for
what
it.
What pillars, Pops? What pillars?
What pillars? What are you talking about now?
What pillars?
Oh. What pillars?
What are you doing now?
Mummy's just packing the pram bag. We've just had to take some things out to change your nappy, but now we finished with the bag, haven't we?
What's Thomas doing?
What's Thomas doing? Are you going to help Mummy with the washing later on?
Yeah.
We've got some washing to do.
Yeah.
Clothes to peg out outside.
Yeah.
What happened in the song today when somebody was hanging washing out on the line?
Who did do it?
The maid was... I can't remember the tune. Maid was in the garden, hanging at the... The queen was in the parlour, eating bread and honey. The maid was in the garden, hanging out the clothes. When along came a blackbird and pegged...
Her nose.
Off her nose. That's right. Sing a song of sixpence. It's a nice nursery rhyme. We've not sung that for a long time, have we?
No.
And after we've got the clothes washed, we've got to start thinking about what we're taking with us when we go on our holidays. We've got some suitcase packing to do. Have you seen the big suitcases upstairs?
Yes, I've seen it.
You've seen it?
Yes.
Yes, we probably fall over it every time we try and get past, don't we? Where's your sponge gone, Thomas? Any ideas? No?
Not there.
Not there? No, I don't think it is there. Oh dear, dear.
Sponge gone.
Where's the sponge gone? I don't know. I can't see the sponge or the soap. Ah, found it. Here we are.
Soap.
No, it's not. We found it. It's just gone towards the back of the kitchen. Not in the usual place. Be careful, Thomas.
What is going to be?
Let's wash your hands. And what are we having for lunch?
Big tummy. Big nips.
Big tummy, big nips?
Yes.
We nearly always have a sausage roll on Tuesdays, don't we?
Yeah.
Very boring, I know, but it's easy and quick because we pass the baker's shop on the way home, don't we?
Yes.
And Karen and Laura, who were at playgroup today,
yeah,
are going to Spain on the same day as us.
Seaside.
They're going to exactly the same place.
Seaside.
Yeah. Yes. They're flying 2 hours after us.
Yes.
But they're going to the same place, so that's quite funny, isn't it?
Yes.
So you might be walking along in Spain and bump into Karen with Laura. I think I said Elizabeth,
bump,
didn't I?
It was Bump and Laura.
No, you told us Bump and Laura, you're just pointing to your head. No, I don't think you'll bump into and hurt your head. We'll see her. I should have said we'll see her.
Yes, there's a Bump and Laura.
Bump and Laura, you keep bumping your head on a chair, don't you?
Bump and Laura.
We've got two friends called Karen. One has a little girl called Laura, and one has a little girl called Elizabeth, but it's Karen and Laura who are going to Spain, isn't it?
Mm.
Look at Birdie in the garden. What's she doing?
Scratching.
She's not scratching. She's just walking on the grass. She looks like she's searching for something. She's sniffing.
Snip, nip, nip.
Not snipping, sniffing with her nose. Smelling. Like that. Can you smell? Oh, look, talking about noses, we did head, shoulders, knees and toes today, didn't we?
Knees and toes.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes.
Knees and toes, eyes, Mouth, nose,
eyes and ears, another nose, head, shoulders,
knees and toes. Oh, mind.
No mind. I'm just trying. Oh gosh, you've got your legs stuck.
Oh!
Is he better?
No.
Ooh.
Let me get me a minute. Let me get me a minute.
Oh, you're very cheeky. You're cheeky, though. I'm just going to put your bib on. You always make a wonderful mess with sausage rolls, don't you?
Yeah.
Flaky pastry goes everywhere. Oh, Birdie's skipping now. She's running towards the door. I think we'll leave her out a little bit longer because it might rain this afternoon. At least now the sun's out.
My lord.
The sun's shining, isn't it?
My lord now. My lord.
Pardon, Tanya?
My lord.
No. No, what?
My lord.
I can't tell what you're saying. I'm terribly sorry.
No, no, no.
What's the name of it?
The Christmas fell down.
This all fell down, didn't it?
Yes. Hello.
Would you like a piece of cheese as well?
Yes. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Anyway, you make a start on that and I'll get some cheese out of the fridge.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Yes, please.
I've given it to you, so you should say thank you now. Thank you very much. There are plenty more if you want some more. Ooh, the cheese smells strong. Do you smell that?
Poo.
Poo, yes, it's a smelly cheese, that, isn't it? That's a smelly cheese. It doesn't usually smell quite so strong, does it?
No.
It's a different sort. We've got all sorts of cheese, haven't we?
You cheese.
Yes, this is hard cheese. And this is the cheese that we either cut into cubes or slices, or Mummy grates it, doesn't she, in sandwiches? Remember the grating machine and you know, rub the cheese. Rub the side of the cheese against the grater, it all comes out of pieces and it's lovely, isn't it? And then we have the soft spreading cheese like Dairy Lee that you like. That's nice cheese, isn't it? You like that spread on toast, don't you? And we've got that in a tub and we also have some little triangles. You know, these little shapes of cheese that are all wrapped in foil, shaped like that, aren't they? Wedges, triangles.
Yes.
Would you like some crisps?
Yeah.
Brown ones or green ones?
Brown.
Brown. Mummy's going to pinch on it, if you like. Please may I pinch? Thank you.
When the pinch. Where's the pinch, Birdie?
Where have you been, Birdie? I think she's been outside, hasn't she?
Where's the door?
You think she's been to London to look at the Queen?
Yeah.
Pussycat, pussycat. Where have you been? I've been to London.
London.
Visit the Queen, that's right. Pussycat, pussycat, what did you do there?
Frightened a mouse at chair.
Frightened a mouse at chair. I frightened a little mouse under her chair. Birdie's eating the food. She's making quite a lot of noise, isn't she? Can you hear her chomping, crunching? Are you impersonating her now? Are you showing me what she's doing?
Show me.
Mm.
Got that.
Like that. You've just put some crisps in your mouth and you're really crunching them, aren't you, and saying like that. And I'm having a job to talk when I've got a mouthful of sausage roll.
Hello, love, Mummy.
Hello, Thomas. Are you having a nice day? We're not talking, are we?
No, she doesn't.
That's right, we're eating instead. Is Thomas very tired? I'm always tired today. What did you do yesterday with Grandma and Grandad?
Stockport.
You went to Stockport? And what did you buy in Stockport?
John Lewis.
No, John Lewis is shut on Mondays. I don't think you went to John Lewis, did you?
No, it's shut.
It was shut, that's right. Hello, Purdy.
Hello, Puss.
Hello, Puss.
Meow.
Meow. She's licking her lips. She must have enjoyed her lunch. She's licking her paws now. She washes herself with her tongue, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Poor Purdy's got to go into a cattery tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, poor pussy. This is the last evening we've got with her tonight. Before our holidays. We've got to take her tomorrow evening to a cattery, haven't we? She's going to be staying with other pussy cats.
Postman Pat.
I think she'll be staying with a cat that looks like Jess, Postman Pat's cat.
Where's the pussy?
Mm. Poor pussy.
Hey, what?
Thank you. Do you just like the sausage out of the middle and not the pastry?
And that's a big bite.
Big bite.
Paper off.
You call the pastry paper, don't you? It's pastry, not paper. You're saying paper off and taking the pastry off. Do you not like the taste of it?
No.
Well, you've eaten quite a lot with the pastry on, haven't you? So it can't be too bad.
Too bad.
Oh, cheese. It doesn't taste very strong, does it? It smells strong, but it tastes quite mild.
Poo!
It smells. Tastes nice though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to open this package first. Makes a crackly noise, doesn't it? Would you like to try one of these? From the green packet.
You look like Dennis.
It's a green packet with the salt and vinegar crisps. It tastes just like the crisps in the blue packet that we normally buy.
Pussy. Pussy.
Pussy. You mean Purdy? She's just walked past. Or are you saying you're busy?
Pussy.
Busy? Mm. What are you busy doing? Eating crisps?
Pussy.
Thomas is busy eating crisps. Mummy's going to just put the kettle on for a drink. Would you like a drink?
Yeah. Nothing, please.
What would you like?
Coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah.
I don't think you can have coffee.
Okay, please.
Or tea?
Yeah.
How about some juice or some water? You could have orange juice or blackcurrant juice or water.
No, no. No.
You don't want any more?
No.
No, thank you.
That's fine, so.
Can you still remember what you did yesterday? Not yesterday, on Monday when... Oh, what's we talking about? Saturday! Can you remember Saturday when we went to visit Grandma and Grandad?
Saturday!
Saturday! What did we do on Saturday?
But tell me... No lips.
Having a job to hear now because of the cattle. Did we go and see Grandma and Grandad here in New York? Did we go on the train?
I love one.
A yellow one? It's a nice train, wasn't it?
The yellow one.
The yellow one?
Yeah, yellow.
And you were looking out for tractors, weren't you? But we only saw one tractor, and that was outside of a factory that makes combine harvesters. You're enjoying crunching on those crisps, aren't you? Crunchy.
Birdie's gone.
I think Birdie might have gone upstairs, Thomas. She's finished eating. She was washing her paws.
Yes.
And washing her face. So I think she's gone upstairs now.
Finished.
She's finished now, yes.
Looks
amazing. Mummy's just spilt coffee. Look at that. Go all down the front of the cupboard, hasn't it? And on Mummy's shoe. Oh dear. I made a mess.
Yeah.
Silly Mummy. Have to rinse the jar now. Who did we see this morning? At playgroup.
Son Isabel.
No, Sonia and Isabel weren't there, they were on holiday. You were playing with Charlotte. You and Charlotte were each wearing yellow helmets, weren't you?
Yeah.
Are you pretending to be builders or firemen?
Firemen.
Firemen? Like Fireman Sam?
Beba, Beba.
And Jonathan was there with his mummy. But Rachel and Ben, who used to go last year, aren't there anymore. They go to nursery, don't they?
Yeah.
Because they're both 3 years old now.
Yeah.
They're a little bit older than you, aren't they? Please, may I pinch another? Yes?
Brown crisps.
Brown crisps, yes.
Simon Sam.
Simon Sam?
Yeah. What's going on?
What's going on? What's going on where?
Rips.
You tell me what's going on.
Rips.
Crisps?
Look. Bricks.
Bricks?
Yeah.
Bricks? What bricks?
Just bricks.
Thomas Bricks?
Yeah. What's going on in the tractor?
What's going on in the tractor? And the lady who was doing the bookstore this morning at Godover couldn't get over you because she saw you trying to think when you were about 8 months old. Perhaps only 6 months old she saw you because she came to the baby. We used to go to the baby clinic instead of the toddler brief. She came then and then she saw you last year. She was there again this morning and she said, which one is your little boy? And I showed her and she said, oh, hasn't he grown?
Yeah.
Did she say you're very tall?
Yeah.
And you have a lot of hair?
Yeah.
And you're a big boy, aren't you?
Yeah. Down.
You want to get down?
Yeah. Keep the floor.
You want to sleep on the floor?
Yeah.
Oh, would you like a little drink of juice?
No.
What about some grapes?
No.
No grapes?
No, 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 no,
what's coming past, Dylan?
A toy's doing past.
A toy's doing past?
A toy's doing past.
You want to go and play with your cars?
There's light on the floor. I listen like sheep. And a light sheep before. Wheels round around.
You want to lie on the floor, play with your cars and go to sleep and watch the wheels go round and round?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, shall we have a little wash first?
Yeah.
Are you sure you've had plenty to eat?
No.
No, you're not sure you've had plenty to eat. You do look a tired boy, Thomas. You slept all night through, didn't you? Mm. Oh, well, Mummy woke up this morning. I haven't a clue what day it was because Mummy normally works on Wednesdays. Mm. Because I went into work yesterday. That was Monday.
Yes.
So when I woke up, I thought, oh, goodness me, what day is it? Do you know the days of the week?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
You tell me the days of the week.
Week.
What do we have?
Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls? Well, if it's sausage rolls, it must be Tuesday. We know a song about days of the week, don't we?
Yes.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yes. Saturday, Sunday. That makes a week.
Yes.
Monday, what do we do on Mondays?
Now it's a Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, let's do.
Yes, you're doing that very well.
Saturday, Sunday, let's do.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday, yes. Sunday,
yes.
That makes a week. We get up on Monday mornings.
Yes.
And usually we have all sorts of tidying up to do and washing because over the weekend we haven't done an awful lot, have we? And we usually go to visit a friend on a Monday, either Joe or Becky, or you go and see Jake and Georgia. Oh yes, Geraldine's their mummy.
What's a spider?
A spider? Where's the spider? Where am I looking? Here? Ah, there.
Yeah.
Yes, it's on the outside of the glass, isn't it? Oh, incy wincy spider climbed up the spout. You're doing the actions. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sunshine and dried up all the rain. And Incy Wincy Spider climbed up the spout again.
Not do it.
Not do it?
No.
You couldn't do the actions to that. You had a good attempt, didn't you? But try.
No.
So Tuesdays we go to toddler group. Wednesdays when we go to work and Grandma and Grandad come to look after Thomas. Thursday, Dimitri usually comes to do a video, doesn't she?
Yes.
And Friday, oh, we have a busy day Fridays. What happens on Fridays?
Dimitri
has been coming the last two Fridays, but...
Carrie? Yeah.
Oh, with Kathy?
Kathy,
yes, Dimitri's mummy's called Kathy. And Fridays we go...
Kathy. Down.
We get out quite early on Friday mornings and we go to music class, don't we? You call it bang a drum time.
The bang a drum.
And what's the teacher called?
The Julian.
Julian?
Yeah, Julian.
And then we come back, have some lunch. And then we go to...
Manchester.
Now we go to the Beehive and the park on Fridays.
The Beehive.
Oh, I hope when we come back from holiday it's still nice weather on Fridays. Because so far, every single Friday we've gone to the Beehive, it's been nice weather. I suppose we just haven't gone when it's not been nice.
No.
So,
no.
Do we know the days of the week? And then Saturday, Daddy's at home when we go shopping on Saturdays.
Bye.
And Sunday, you go to the church crèche in the morning. And then we usually go somewhere in the afternoon, don't we?
Let me come in the next.
So, what have we got Monday?
Tuesday. Friday.
What comes up after Tuesday? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
And then Thursday?
Friday.
Saturday.
Sunday.
And Sunday.
Sunday.
Now you tell me all the days of the week. All the days of the week.
What do you mean?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday, Sunday, that makes a week.
Not funny noise.
It's a funny noise. Yes, I can hear funny noise. I think the fridge freezer's making a funny noise. But there's a noise outside. Do you think it's an aeroplane? Oh, yes, definitely. Where's the aeroplane?
It's on the clouds.
It's where?
It's in the clouds.
In the clouds?
Yeah.
Really high up in the clouds, isn't it? Going up towards the sun, the moon and the stars.
And the stars.
Can you say twinkle, twinkle, little star?
No.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond
in the sky.
Good boy. Twinkle, twinkle,
little star. How I wonder what you are.
Oh, yes. You have to sing it again. Whoopsie, you just dragged out the carrier bag. You nearly slipped, didn't you? You're not going to sing Twinkle Twinkle to Mummy again?
No.
Oh, alright. Going for a lie down now?
Yeah. A few minutes? Yeah.
Are you going to lie down for a few minutes? Or are you going to lie down in a few minutes? You're lying on the floor playing with your racing car.
Going backwards.
Is it going backwards?
Yep.
Backwards and forwards. You've not played with the train set today, have you?
No.
Shall we find that? Here we are. There's Birdie. She's on the stairs. There we are, that's the train set. You took that to Grandma's house on Saturday, didn't you?
Yeah.
And she liked it. Grandad liked it as well.
Yeah.
Did Grandad play with you?
Yeah. On the train, the bridge. Down, down. Oops.
Is that what they do? The trains go over the bridge and down.
And
down. There you are.
Church
play it, that's right. You took it to church on Sunday and you were sitting in the crèche with John and with Becky and you were playing with it. a nice train set, isn't it?
Yeah.
What else have we got to go with the train set, Thomas? Do you remember the other day when we said she had some other wooden toys that would go nicely with the train set? Shall I go and find them? They were just at the top of the stairs because I saw them yesterday. What have we got in this little bag? No, there aren't any more trains. It's a green net bag. And inside, that's oopsie-daisy.
Church bing bong,
that's right, inside. There we are.
Bing bong.
I'm not sure whether it's a church or a school, Thomas. But either way, it's got a spire and a clock, and the clock is saying 4 o'clock. And there are four houses with red roofs. And two trees that look like Christmas trees, and two trees that look like oak trees.
Phone over.
Do you think that's a fence?
Yes, a phone over.
Oh, have the trees fallen over?
No.
Now look, there's some little people, four people. Do you think each one of those lives in one of these houses? Each house can have a tree, and the little person to live inside, and the gate. A fence between the houses, look.
Look.
And what else have we got here? Two wooden horses.
Hello.
Were you showing Purdy?
Ah.
Look, Thomas, the horses could actually ride. Two horses will fit into your train carriage. Look at that. Wow. And in fact, the four people could all go for a ride in the train as well. 1, 2, 3, 4. The train's going through the bridge, past the school, past the houses, around the trees. That's a lovely little set, isn't it?
Yep, there's a brush in it. A brush.
Has the train run into the fence?
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear.
Going backwards.
Is it going backwards?
Yeah, behind the church.
Behind the church?
Yes.
Behind the church?
Behind the church.
Could it go at the front of the church?
On those houses.
Or at the side of the church? Or what about round the church, past the church? Has a church fallen over?
Yes, I did stop my day.
Tick tock better, is the clock still working?
No, working.
Oh dear. What does the church clock strike?
Go tick tock, tick tock.
Tick tock, tick tock. Does it go boing, boing?
Boing, 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 boing.
The only trouble with this train set, Thomas, is that the building that we're not quite sure whether it's a school or a church is actually about the same size as the train.
Yeah.
And the houses are much smaller than the train, aren't they?
Mm.
Perhaps the houses are set quite a way back from the railway line. And things always look much smaller when they're far away. So perhaps the people sitting on the train, when they look at the houses in the distance, that's the size they look. Are you still tired, sweetheart?
Yes.
I'm just going to let Purdy out again. What's the matter, Puss?
I'm going to play.
You're playing?
I'm going to play.
Well, let me just feed Purdy, then I'll come back to play.
In a minute.
Will you talk to me about the trees and the houses, Thomas? You tell me what you've played.
The houses.
How many houses are there?
There's four.
Four houses?
There's houses.
And what colour are the roofs?
Grey. Pie.
What colour are the roofs on the houses, Thomas? They're red.
They're red.
What's falling down, darling?
The roofs.
The roofs?
Yes.
Oh dear.
Maybe the chairs.
Don't you upset Birdie, she's just about to have some.
She isn't.
Oh no, that's the fence. That's the part of the. You can put a fence in between the houses. Wait, there's a fence in between us and where Auntie Linden and
the three!
When we play?
Yes.
Okay.
The roof come off.
The roof
come off.
Oh, it hasn't come off. No, they've just tipped up a little bit, haven't they? Look at the sun now, isn't it nice?
Turn out.
The sun's shining. When we feel happy when the sun shines.
This.
It's a fence. You can either put it in between the houses or look, shall we make... If we make a square shape with it, there we are. Look, if we put the house there, and we can do this, look, build a fence. Would you like to pass me a tree, please? Would you like to pass me one of the trees?
Do one.
Right, there's the house. It's surrounded by trees. Look, there are trees in the garden. And we could put the horses in there, they wouldn't escape because there's a nice fence around.
No!
They're all falling over, aren't they?
Yes!
I think what we need is perhaps to play with them on the table, Thomas.
And they're falling over again.
Falling over again?
Falling over.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. What are to do?
Middle it.
Well, shall we play with them at the table?
Yes. Tick tock.
Because at least you've got a nice flat surface, haven't you?
Yeah.
The train and the trees and the houses, Thomas, are all made from wood.
Wood. The wood. The wood.
They're beautiful, aren't they?
Yeah, me too.
Very nice toys. Can you see the houses each have windows and doors?
Yes.
Do you remember the book about Jolly Tall, the giraffe?
The giraffe.
Yes, it's arrived at the nursery in a box. And he couldn't get out because there were no windows and doors in the box. And they made him some windows and doors.
Ouch.
He was so tall he couldn't get out.
No.
And then the other had to reach him with a crane, didn't they?
Out.
It's going to be the little village, look, Thomas.
Finished.
When we grow up in a village. There's the church, and there are little houses. There are three houses here. And one over there. I think perhaps when we go to John Lewis next week. Oops, keep one off your chair. We won't be going next week, but the week after. We'll buy some more. And we could make quite a large village. Are you comfortable now, Thomas?
Yeah.
Look, there's the. Should we call this a church or a school? What do you think? Is it a church?
Yeah.
Right, well, there's three houses in a row. And then some trees.
A
church.
Remember.
No, they haven't fallen over, so you take them up. That's the fence, look. There could be a duck pond there, with ducks swimming. But instead, we'll have a paddock, shall we? An area of grass for the horses to graze. And there's another house here, look. And it's got some trees. There, can you see the village?
Oh, my trees fall down.
They're falling down. Look, the little people are, they're coming out of their houses and going to church. And this person's going to have a look at the tree to see if there are any conkers. Any conkers falling off the trees. And that little person could be going to feed the horses.
Yeah.
And the other person that looks like Tinky Winky, the purple one's lying down on the floor over there. Oh, you're sitting in the sun, aren't you, Lucky? Big, bright, shiny sun.
Not a house song. A house song.
Well, it's a little bit different from the houses. The houses have one door and two windows, but the church or the school has, you can't actually see a door, it's just got three arched windows. And a tower and a clock. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. That's the time on the church clock, 4 o'clock. If it's 4 o'clock, it's time for tea. I think all those people that are wandering around the village should go back to somebody's house for a cup of tea.
A roof come off.
Oh, that's the fence. The fence fell over, didn't it?
Yes. Let me do it.
Do you know why?
Let me do it.
Because you've got spots on your face.
Bye.
You have a little spot there that you've had all day.
Yes.
But you look as if you've got other spots now.
It's a bite.
Is it a bite?
Bite you? Yeah.
You're going to go find the trains?
Yeah. Run away.
I think the train might run through the village.
Yes.
On its way to the town. And the little yellow man, look, he's come out of his house. He's walking towards the station and he's thinking, maybe there's a train to York coming along in a second. Or perhaps I could get on a train to Blackpool and see them on the road.
Come in now.
Is the train coming?
Yes, the yellow man.
The yellow man, is he going to catch the train?
Yes.
Where's he going to go, Thomas?
Manchester.
He's going to Manchester, is he?
No.
Is he not going to York?
No.
We went to York on Saturday, didn't we?
Hello.
Oh, is that the noise of the brakes when the train stopped? Psh.
Going now.
Is it going now?
No, going. It's finished going?
It's yes. Finished going, so it's stopped. Not working anymore.
You are. Evil man, the train.
The train looks very, very big in comparison to the man, doesn't it?
No, not there. No train.
Is he not catching the train now?
No, I've fallen over.
He's fallen over?
The blue one.
The blue man's going to catch the train instead, is he?
Yeah. The train.
You put him in the goods train, that's nice.
See Mummy.
Oh, it's coming to see me, is it?
Yes.
Boop, boop. Is that what the train says?
Mummy.
Oh, thank you. The little blue man has caught the train to come and see me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the yellow man. I've been having a talk to one another.
Hello, train! Wave!
Oh, they're waving as the train's driving off. They're waving, look. Bye-bye, train, they're saying. Bye-bye, train. Thank you for giving us a lift.
And their train!
What happened to our train on Saturday night?
There is no train.
There was no driver, was there? No driver, so they cancelled the train.
Can't go.
And then we had to go across a different platform, didn't we?
Bye-bye!
Who's shouting, the driver or one of the passengers?
Passengers.
The passengers? The passengers are shouting goodbye to the yellow and blue man?
Yeah.
Oh, look, the red man is in the train.
Bye-bye, red man.
Oh, stop at the next station, please. The purple man wants to get in. There we are. Purple man's in now. Thank you very much indeed.
Even Mummy.
Oh, thank you. The purple man's come to see me now, has he?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just sitting down with a cup of coffee. Do you think purple man would like some? Oh, yes. Just what he needs after a hard day. Because you know the man that came and walked down the train on Saturday with the trolley?
Shopping at the supermarket.
Yes, it looked like he'd been shopping at the supermarket. And he was selling tea and coffee and drinks and crisps, wasn't he? Well, the purple man was so thirsty on the train, he was really, really looking forward to the trolley coming past. And when it did, the man said, "I've no hot water, I've only got fruit juice and cold drinks." And the man said, "No, thank you. I want a hot cup of coffee, so he's come to see me." "Thank you very much," he's saying. "He's going now. Just in time to get the train home." If the train comes past this way, look, there are three passengers waiting now.
Two trains. Sit down that one.
You change it. Turning your chair around, Louie. Just sit down this side.
No.
You get a better view of what's happening if you sit at this side.
Oh dear.
It's fallen over.
The train.
Oh, what's it to do?
This house.
Can Mummy help?
Yes. The train.
There's a church. And the church usually has some trees, doesn't it? Nice trees. And here, look, there's a little paddock. Shall we call it a paddock? It's where the horses live. Yeah, the horses are going to watch the train going past. If it was Thomas the Tank Engine, what do you think he'd say as he went past?
Beep beep!
Whoop, wouldn't he? Yes. That's the farmhouse there next to the horse. And I've got more houses there. Look, in the village. And some trees. There's some trees at the back of that house. Oh. Now, where's the train? Oh, here it is.
Mine.
Right, they all want to catch the train when it comes round. It's still 4 o'clock according to the church clock. Is that the sound of the brakes? Shh. We've got a lot more trees here. These are from a different set of trolleys, these wooden trolleys. Can you see the ducks swimming on the pond behind the church? Gosh, they're big ducks, aren't they?
And sit down, man. Sit down.
Oh, there's a big red car there. Look at all these trees. In fact, those trees are so big, Thomas.
A ladder.
Yes, they look like ladders, those trees. There are so many of them. I think we could call it a forest.
A big man. And a train going in a big smash.
Oh, I hope there isn't a big smash.
Yeah. I fall over.
What's going to fall over?
The trees fall over.
The trees are going to fall over because the train's going to hit them. Oh dear. Oh dear, dear. Oh, Thomas.
What's going on?
What's going on? Well, it looks like the train's run into some trees.